This is Apollo Control, 69 hours, 19 minutes, ground elapsed time. Apollo 12, presently 32,099 nautical miles from the moon, traveling at a velocity relative to the moon of 3,542 feet per second. After the changeover in reference from Earth to Moon numbers, the display here in Mission Control now show Moon distances and Moon relative velocities. We have a little over a minute of accumulated tape where spacecraft communicator Jerry Carr discussed with Dick Gordon some minor adjustments to the passive thermal control mode. Also setting up the communication system for the sleep. And finally, what is probably the final conversation for the next 10 hours or so. We'll roll that tape now.
Apollo 12, Houston.
Houston 12, go ahead.
Roger, are you about through with your dump up there?
Which dump are you talking about, Jer?
We're showing O2 flow a little bit high. Looks like your urine nozzle is open and you're dumping. What we're ending up with here is TTC is going unstable here. It's beginning to diverge, and we figured we might as well stop it, start it over, and get things squared away so there'll be no danger whatsoever of waking you guys up later.
Okay, we'll stop the purge now.
Hey, Dick, what do you say we reestablish TTC here and get going good so there will be no danger waking you later?
Okay.
After the rest period was scheduled to begin. Rest period extended to 10 hours since the mid-course correction number 4 maneuver is extremely likely not to take place. Meanwhile, the Spaceflight Meteorology Group of the Weather Bureau said this morning that weather conditions in the planned landing areas are expected to be satisfactory for the next 4 days. Ocean areas of concern should have partly cloudy to cloudy skies, winds 10 to 12 knots, seas 3 to 4 feet, temperatures in the Atlantic area in the upper 70s, temperatures in the Pacific area in the mid-80s, isolated showers in the Atlantic and widely scattered showers in the Pacific. And at 69 hours, 23 minutes, ground elapsed time, this is Apollo Control.